MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Bianca Bortus, director at Citadel Global. Bianca, appreciate the early morning. The rand, it's weakened a little bit in the last couple of weeks, but it certainly has been strengthening. It's one of the best emerging market currencies against the US dollar so far this year. Risks remain, a number of them. Is the Middle Eastern conflict perhaps the primary risk in many senses?
Good morning, Simon. Yes, the rand's been performing really, really well. And when we look at its performance, it's gained about 7.9% over the past year. And it is in the top five performing emerging market currencies for the year. When we look at some of the risk factors, the Middle East is definitely something that we are keeping an eye on, but it's definitely not the main driver of the weakness we've seen over the past 2 weeks. That weakness that we've seen coming through into the rand following that significant rally is actually attributed to the fact that markets are now positioning for a slower pace of rate cuts by the Fed.
I take your point on that. And if Fed's going to be slower, then we see a little more sort of strength in the dollar and money moving into there. We've also got US elections, they're less than a month away. By all accounts, it is a toss-up as to who wins. Is it Harris? Is it Trump? A Trump win, however, could see increased sort of global trade tensions. I mean, and you know, tariffs and just you know, his rhetoric, which could see more dollar strength and potential rand weakness. Is that a fair concern?
That is definitely a fair concern, and I would like to draw you back to 2016 when he actually came into power. It was a very volatile environment. It left room for a lot of political uncertainty. It exacerbated geopolitical fragmentation, and it also puts a lot of strain on trade tensions, specifically with China. And there is a concern there that his volatile way of leading the country will filter through into the rest of the market and actually cause quite a few ripple effects throughout. What is interesting is that we are almost just a month away from elections in the US, and the market isn't seemingly paying too much attention to the election at the moment. It's inflation and interest rates, as it's been for the rest of the year, and we haven't really seen a lot of action in terms of the Kamala Harris-Donald Trump race towards the Oval Office.
That's actually a great point. The market seems almost uninterested in who's going to be leading the world's largest economy after November. We've had the Chinese stimulus package, $142 billion, which is a giant number any way you spin it. This could really be a big deal, although perhaps further down the line. And I'm thinking if China really starts booming again, demand for commodities, that would actually be good for our currency, but that's not going to happen in a hurry.
Definitely not going to happen in a hurry. This with some additional fiscal measures, but they really fell short in impressing the market. Significant rally in specifically commodity-driven currencies like the rand and the Australian dollar on the back of that $142 billion package. But it quickly ran out of steam as the US inflation rate narrative kind of dominated the market again. What the market is really looking for from China is not only a matter of pumping money into the economy, but really winning back consumer sentiment and investor sentiment on a global scale. They need to win back the trust of foreign investors. And until they reach a point where they can actually sustainably do that, I don't see the economy in China turning at a rapid pace.
Okay. But bringing it back local, of course, the risks are the government of national unity. We've got a midterm a budget policy statement later this month. Those really are our own sort of internal risks. And certainly the budget is always a balancing act. A coalition government, equally a balancing act. And either of those could have negative impacts on our currency if they sort of start going wrong.
I think what the market will really look for is fiscal prudence. The finance minister has been really intent on promulgating fiscal prudence and saying South Africa is heading down a road of making sure that we are reining in our budget deficits and that we are taking a conservative stance in terms of our government spending. I think what the market will really be looking at is a continuation of that rhetoric, but also looking for hints at potential positive change in policy in terms of what could drive sentiment and economic growth going forward in South Africa.
If we look at the current rand, it's about 17.50. Obviously, it's moving moment by moment. What's your fair value at Citadel Global for the rand against the dollar?
So I would say fair value is anywhere between 17.50 and 17.80 at the moment. That remains a moving target, obviously, as dynamic shift in the market. So at these levels, I think we are pretty steady. When we got down to levels closer to the 17 mark, the rand was completely overbought. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we can't see additional strength.
Yeah.
Just because fair value is pegged at a certain level doesn't imply that we have to trade at that level. We've seen the rand deviate from fair valuations over and over and over again. And it will, at the end of the day, be driven by sentiment, specifically global sentiment. And if we see this continuation of interest rate cuts and we see the dollar coming under pressure, the rand is actually really well positioned for additional strength.
Yeah, I take your point. There's a fair value and then there's the currency which will move. But U.S. inflation, U.S. rates seems to be the biggie. We'll keep a close eye on those. Bianca Bortus, Director, Citadel Global, appreciate the early morning time. And that's our poll today on LinkedIn and Twitter. Do you think rand is stronger or weaker from here over the next couple of months? Have your vote. Have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.